Hello.
Good afternoon, INS Law. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Aaron, it's Charlene. I've just signed all my documents. Could you have a look, please, to make sure I've done it right?
Instead
of me signing it by finger, I've typed it in.
Yep, okay, that's perfect. Just first off, Charlene, sorry, just to pass data protection, can you confirm your address for me and date of birth again, please?
Yeah, it's Tayburn Side Schoon, and it's PH26LP, and it's 2648.
Perfect, thank you. I'll just have a look at your...
Because I just literally done it, and it says, thank you for signing it. Thank you for... Dear Miss Charlene Wessler, thank you for signing your documents, and they've been recorded. It's just I had to get somebody to help me in the ward, eh?
Yeah. No, of course, that's understandable.
I can, it wasn't like nothing like personal, but I just had to get one of the staff to help me.
Yeah.
But she's a lovely one.
Just having a look over them for you now.
Has it came through?
Yeah, it's come through. I'm just having a look over your documents now. And seeing a signature.
I just signed it all. I didn't bother reading it. I just signed it all.
Yeah, you know yourself. I've done a good job for you, so... I'm glad you had that faith in me. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. I've got to
I'll be honest with you, you've said about 100,000, and to kind of say, I hope to God I get something like that. But obviously, I hope I get the 81, mate.
Yeah,
I do deserve it.
Yeah, no, of course you do. Obviously, just to give you that own reassurance, it's not £100,000 that you'll be getting. It's up to £100,000. So hopefully, we're at the upper end of the scale, which I fully deserve. You are. But as I said on our previous call, it's down to the panel what they decide.
Yeah, it's not just that, Dylan. Somebody's went away and said that you can up to 140 to start with, and then it can go down.
No. Who advised you of that?
It wasn't one of your colleagues. It was just people that's obviously went to claim for it.
Yeah, no. If you even Google it yourself, the Scottish Redress Scheme, their maximum payout is £100,000, so it wouldn't be anything over.
Right, okay, because I thought if it was 140, at least they could have taken their percentage and I could have still got, like, do you know what I mean? Because I'm not being funny, mate, but you can yourself, like, I want to get myself a wee house, and I want to buy a wee house, and you can yourself, when it comes to £81,000, you can't buy a house for that.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. But yeah, no, thank you very much for sending them documents over to
myself. No, listen, you're very welcome, and like I say, I do have faith in you, so that's the reason that I've done what I've done.
Yeah, no, thank you, I do appreciate that.
Do you know how long this will take for me to hear?
From what, sorry?
How long it'll take for me to hear?
Will it be yourself
that comes back to me?
No, so it's going to be one of my colleagues who work in the same office as me. Their department is literally just through the other office of mine. And
will it be the same sort of number that you've got so I can hear who I'm talking to?
Yeah. So it'll be 0161-888-0830. So the way our number ends... Yeah, go on.
0834?
No, sorry. 0161.
Sorry, 2 seconds. Claire, you got your pen? Right, it's 2 seconds. I'm just getting the master right at the moment.
Yeah,
right, it's 0161.
888.
888.
0830.
0830.
Yeah.
That's perfect, Dan. And do you know who the colleague will be?
I don't know exactly, because once your case gets passed over, there's a couple of my colleagues who could be designated your case. So I can't exactly for sure say who it will be.
Can't give me a definite, but from what you're speaking, it sounds like I'm definitely going to get some sort of a claim, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely applicable to the scheme, there's no doubt about that. You're definitely applicable, especially for the abuse that you've suffered. From my experience, obviously you are going to get, an award from the scheme. But yeah, as I said to you yesterday on the phone call, unfortunately I can't advise how much.
No, you can't, because you don't want to go and say, in case I turn and say, on my
Yeah.
way, but I didn't say this.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. I don't want to give you any empty promises or false hopes. But obviously, yeah, from what you told me, Charlene, you have suffered quite a lot of abuse. So
Oh,
what,
I definitely. And
yes.
even if I was 7 and I was gang raped at 14, but that was
Yeah.
out of care. Well,
Yeah.
it was in care, out of care, do you know what I mean? Because I'd been in care.
Yeah.
But I went in and it's 12.
Yeah,
But
no, but that other number that I've just given you, make that a contact in your phone as well as maybe, you know, I
yeah, I'll go and do that the minute I come off the phone to you, right, and I'll put it down
Yeah.
and say, you guys, I'll just put Aaron's colleagues.
Or you can just
How
put
well, because
yeah.
I'm not sure who's going to be, mate.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah, they'll call you off that number, and also it's gonna be Charlene. It's gonna be one phone call from them, and they'll just, as I said, you go. They'll get a more in-depth witness statement from yourself, on
What
expand.
will they need? Because see, at the minute, right, I'm thinking I'm going to be in hospital for 2 months because I need to get a line put into my hair. Don't I, Claire? I know I can't have the woman telling you too much because it is confidentiality about me, right? But they know that I need to get a PICC line put in, which goes to my heart, Aaron. And
Yeah.
that's going to take at least a couple of months. But if you need to contact my housing, I can give you the detail for that from my housing officer, and you can do that for me if possible. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I do understand that. Unfortunately, we won't be able to disclose any of our information with anybody but
Right,
yourself.
because you know what it is, mate. I can't get back home to get anything.
Yeah, no, that's fine. What I'll do for you, Charlene, is I'll make a note in our file that you are currently in hospital.
Yeah, please just tell them,
Yeah,
say,
of
look,
course.
I'm going to be in hospital for at least 2 months, because I need to get the PICC line put in,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's got to be IV. And if I go home, Aaron, I know I'm going into a bit private and personal information, but I know I can kind of trust you for the way
Yeah.
you've been honest with me. But
Yeah.
what it is, I just didn't want to go home, mate, and I end up being on tablets and I don't take them. And then I
Yeah.
get something awarded and it's no good. I didn't care anyway, they're from today. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
no. Yeah, no, of course, I understand that. But yeah, no, right now, Charlene, what I'm going to do is I send your application off to the Scottish Redress Scheme and obtain an application number. And then from there, my team, who are going to give you a call, what they have to
Right.
do first is they have to gather all your records, which can take, that can take in itself a couple of months.
Right. Will
So.
you definitely put on the, sorry for interrupting, will you definitely put on my application, like with a cross thing, like, can you do like a star? Could you, like, are you crossing it out? Are you with me? And just say, look, basically, she is currently in a hospital and she's going to be in for at least 2 months, so she might not be able to get the information because she can't leave the ward.
Yeah, no. Listen, it's not down to you to get the information. That is down to us. That's our job. We'll do
All
all that.
right,
Or
so you'll get all my information, like my housing and that.
no, not no, not nothing to do with your housing. Or what we'll be doing is we'll be getting your records from your time in care, your medical
All right, no,
records.
sorry, I thought you meant like to prove that, like my address and that.
No. Oh, sorry. Yeah, with that information. Okay, I understand you. With that information, do you not have any pictures on your phone in regards to a driver's license, a passport, a birth
To
certificate?
be honest, I won't listen. All I can do is write to my wee granny, right? But my wee granny's going through a health condition earlier as well, which I don't want to really say,
Yeah.
which is something really bad.
Yeah.
And we don't know what stages she's at, if you can catch my drift.
Yeah.
And because it's no fair on her, so she's the one that's got my birth certificate. If I can do it, I'll get my granny to get a photocopy and I'll get it sent to you. As long as you can send me, because at least if I send my birth certificate, we start something for you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Or
Will it
even
just
if,
be the one that I need?
so yeah, so what I'll need is I need ID and I need proof of address. So with the ID, as I said, it'll be driver's license, birth certificate, or passport.
I've not
So
got a passport because it ran out a few years ago.
yeah. So your birth certificate, whenever that can come over,
Right.
but then just a proof of address. So whether that be, you know, a utility bill, bank statement,
Well,
council
I can
tax.
even get proof of my tenancy agreement if that's
Yeah.
easier.
Yeah, of course, yeah. If you can get that sent over to us on the WhatsApp, I have already sent you a message on there, so there'll be a message
Right.
from ourselves. Just reply back with a picture of your tenancy agreement, and that'll be
Do you know
perfect.
what it is? I'm actually in the process of getting a move because of what happened last year with my ex-partner. So they're trying to get me a move, but if I can get them to send me a copy to my phone on an email, I'll get that sent to you, Sap, as well, buddy, okay?
Yep, okay, that's absolutely fine.
I'll do everything I can to get this ball going, Sap, darling, okay? Because it's a bit too much.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. If it is easy for yourself as well, you're more than welcome to message me on the WhatsApp instead of...
Right, I'll do that, my darling, okay?
Like that. Yeah,
is that just on the number you sent me on?
It's a separate mobile number. If you go onto your WhatsApp chats on your phone, you'll
see... So it's your work number then?
Yeah, you'll have a message from INS Law.
Because I've got a text as well, and I've got an email.
So that text message, we can't receive any replies on that. But if you go onto WhatsApp itself, you'll have a message on WhatsApp from INS Law.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much. I'll go and give my family a phone now, see if they can get that sent. But if you could send me just a wee email on the WhatsApp to say where I have to send the birth certificate, I'll get that sent to you as soon as I can.
Yeah, well, I've already sent you a message on that WhatsApp.
Oh, right, Dylan.
Just with what's required. So you can just literally reply back and attach the image on the WhatsApp, like you're sending a photograph on the WhatsApp, and I can upload that to your file then.
No bother. Thank you very, very much.
Not a problem. Thank you very much, Charlene.
I'll let you get back to do what you're doing, sweetheart. You take care, okay? Thank you very much, Kevin.
Thank you very much. You too. See you soon,
Charlene.
Bye now.
Take care,
bye. Bye.
I've just...